be like, click here to end
warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
No, that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
So it's hot, right? In the summer.
Yeah, it's really hot.
So I thought it might be a fun time or an interesting time to talk about, like, just to get people into, like, just, you know, maybe cool off by talking about some cold weather, like, creatures. And, like, if you were, like, taking a trip in the Arctic or something, or, like, the more colder climes, some things you might have to worry about, some things you might have to protect yourself against.
All right, so we're this theater of the mind, and we're bringing people to colder climates.
Right, so it's refreshing. You know what I mean? We're talking about cold stuff. You're in your hot car listening to this, or you're walking on the hot street listening to this. It just makes you think about the cold Arctic.
All right, I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
So one of the things, have you ever heard of a mahaha?
Is that like a drink?
No, I mean, it sounds like a drink. You're right. Like, but it's a creature that lives up in the Arctic. Like, or around the Arctic. Like, so probably into Canada a little bit, probably in Alaska, but like in colder weather.
So it lives in colder weather.
Yeah. It's got to be cold.
So it's having a tough time right now.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if it's, I mean, like the polar bears are having a tough time. It's probably having a tough time too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm actually not sure what this creature, though. It just might eat people. Like, it eats people. Like, their souls.
Souls.
Yeah, so, like, I think it eats their souls. I'm not sure.
That would make sense. The problem is...
because it doesn't devour a person.
It just eats your soul.
Now you're worried. I mean, I haven't even said anything. You're, like, already...
Well, the thing that I'm worried about is if it just eats your soul and it just goes through people...
Yeah.
Well... I'm just like, how long can it live without eating somebody's soul?
I mean, that's a good question. But see, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you how to get rid of these things. Like, I'm not just going to let you, like, tell you about something and then just, like, be like, oh, well, man, I guess you're up the creek without a paddle if you ever see one of these things.
This is helpful.
I'm going to tell you how to, like, defend yourself against these things.
Good. Because, I mean, if there's a zombie apocalypse... people go to the Arctic so the zombies freeze, but then they have to deal with this thing.
Why are zombies freezing in the Arctic? Why'd you go to the Arctic? I don't get that strategy.
No, you go to the Arctic. It freezes.
If
you kill somebody because they're a zombie,
yeah,
then they're frozen. They don't come to. I mean, they could come to life, but they're just frozen.
I never thought about it, but they've got blood. Do they have blood in them?
No. They're not warm. They can't control their body temperature.
Well, that's
freeze. You could unfreeze them, and they'd be still, you know, a zombie. They're still alive, but they're all frozen.
They're probably slower. Even if it like warms up, so it like starts to thaw, they're still probably slower.
Yeah, but I mean, now you're telling me if you go to the Arctic, you have a soul.
Well, now
you've
got some other thing. Yeah. So and probably they're not going to be eating zombie souls because.
No, you can't. You can't eat zombie souls.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's useless. So they're actually a kind of like a zombie. So these things, they look like humans, right? And they're usually like really kind of like emaciated. And they've got like long hair, really bluish skin.
Now you're sounding like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Okay. Not Game of Thrones. Here's the difference. These things are smiling and giggling all the time.
They're just smiling and giggling?
Yeah, and they've got fingers that are like a foot long. Their fingers, that's how you tell them apart from just like some like dude who's like
has really long fingers.
He has fingers like great. Like these things have fingers that are like a foot long, right? And so what they do is they come up to you and they basically tickle you to death.
That's awesome.
And then you die, and like you can tell like when someone's died from it. They tickle you to death, so like you're tickling and you can't control yourself any longer. And then I think they probably suck your soul out at that time.
Right.
But you can tell somebody that has had this happen to them because you find them laying on the ground. They're dead, but they're smiling.
You know, that's interesting because normally when you think about like if you get your soul sucked out of you, you need some sort of like, you're demoned or some kind of magic. This is literally... The way you get the soul is you just kill the person, and then the soul leaves the body, and that's when you snatch it.
Yeah, they tickle you to death.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't know if I mean, apparently it's not a bad way to go.
I do not like getting tickled too much.
Oh, I don't like getting tickled too much either. So for me, it'd be pretty – but there's some people that like getting tickled. Like kids kind of like being tickled. They always like – when you're like, oh, tickle monster. This is like literally the tickle monster. If you're like, oh, tickle monster.
Right.
They like – that seems to be something that they dig. But in any case, this would not be what you would want.
No.
This would be uncool. So, all right. So I've told you about these things. You have to be on the watch for them. The good thing is it's super easy to get rid of them.
Yeah, you just cut off their fingers.
Yeah, I didn't even thought about that. Yeah, I think by the time...
I mean, cut off the fingers.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. Then they don't have any way to tickle you.
Then they can't tickle.
Yeah, that's a good point. You just tickle... Okay, all right. One, A, you cut off their fingers.
Right.
The second thing you could do is they're like super... They're not very smart. So like what you do is like before they tickle you, you say, hey man, like I just want one... I know I'm going to die. I just need one more drink of water. And the Mahaha is going to be like, yeah, no problem, dude. That seems reasonable. And then you go to the stream, and when they bend down, because they drink the water with you.
Let's share a last drink.
Yeah. And they bend down to get the water. You kick them into the stream. They fall for it every single time, and then they get rushed away with the current.
Yeah, that's good too. But what if you don't have a stream next to you? If you're in the frozen Arctic...
Yeah, well, I guess that is a problem, but that's the number one way to get rid of the Mahaha.
You kick them into a stream.
Yeah, you kick them into the stream.
And they fall for it every time?
Every single time. This is what the Eskimos say. This is an Eskimo type.
Okay, that was my next. Where's the origin of this? But the Eskimos.
Yeah, it's Inuits. This is an Inuit thing.
Right, Inuit.
Yeah. So it's like, you always ask them to have one last drink by the watering hole. So maybe it's like, maybe you don't even have to, maybe you could be far away and be like, hey man, just one last drink. And then you walk to the watering hole. There's always got to be one around.
What do you talk about?
On the way to the watering? I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess you'd like ask them like, hey, how was your day? Anything exciting happen?
I mean.
Let's talk about the weather probably.
Yeah. I guess you could talk about the weather.
How's the weather? Kind of snowy. Snowed yesterday here.
I mean, for me, I think I'm not good with small talk.
No,
I'm sure that I'd be going there and it'd be kind of awkward. I think, what's the thing called again?
Mahaha. M-A-H-A-H-A.
Oh, I guess it's haha. Is that for laughing?
Yeah, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, I think I could just be like, hey, all right, let me just get one last drink at the watering hole. And if it's far enough away, I think the Mahaha would just get bored and be like, listen, I'm going to find somebody else because the conversation, yeah. I wouldn't have a conversation with them.
No, I mean, are you saying like the Mahaha is going to stay there or you're going like, hey man, we need to go to the drink. We need to get one more drink together just for like old time's sake or whatever. Yeah.
And then we'd walk there, but I wouldn't have anything to say. And the Mahaha would, you know, how long will it be there before he's like, it's just.
I don't know.
He's like, tired of walking with somebody who's not talking to him.
Like five. Well, no, look, you've done your improv. We've done a whole thing about improv. This is when you'd have to improv.
Oh,
you'd have to be like, hey man, like, hey, what? Give me the name of a car. And then maybe like a Ford. And they'd be like, okay, hey, while we're on the walk, like, let's pretend.
So you're going to, instead of just using the improv to have a conversation, you create an improv game with the Mahaha.
Yeah. The guy likes comedy. He's constantly laughing.
That's true. You could you could always probably spend giggling time, and stuff.
Yeah.
Like just explaining.
He'd probably be like, he'd probably break all the time. You know what I mean? You'd say one thing that was kind of funny and then you'd break.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like ruining the whole, it's like funny once in a while, like on Saturday Night Live, it's like funny to see him break every once in a while, but the Mahaha is going to be constantly breaking.
Right. He would not do good in stand-up or in improv comedy.
No. I don't even really like comics.
He might be the only people worse than us.
We were pretty bad.
That's interesting.
So maybe I was going to suggest the improv. Maybe that might not be. Maybe you could do like a home one man thing. Like maybe tell him if you could get him laughing, like then you wouldn't have to worry about trying to have the banter back and forth. You'd just be like, oh, here's what, like tell a funny story. You must have a funny story that you tell people.
No.
You don't have a single funny story that you would tell somebody, like it's your go-to funny story, something funny that happened to you. Hey, listen to this story. It's funny.
I can't come up with that on the spot. That's the problem. That's my whole problem. Like I'd just be sitting there thinking like, all right, what's that thing that always that's happened to me that was funny? What was that thing?
Something funny must have happened to you at one point or another.
I'm sure it has, but I could not come up with it at the time. If I had a Mahaha walking with me and I'm trying to come up with a conversation, like my brain just goes blank.
You need to keep this thing engaged for like the 5 minutes it takes to the watering hole.
But my point is, what if I don't? Is he going to go away? Then it's fine.
I think he just eats you. Like he's like, all right, man. Like, hey, we tried. It looks like it's kind of like far away. I'm just going to tickle you.
Oh, I see.
Like he needs to be laughing. Like if you don't have a funny story for him, he stops laughing. He's like, hey, man. It's too long now. I'm not laughing. You're kind of boring. Let's get this thing over with.
That's true. Now that you kind of like explain it to me, I see the problem. If he stops laughing or stops being engaged, he's just gonna tickle me.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. And once once someone starts tickling me, forget about it. It's like
no, you can't. You're done. You can't. Oh. All right, so I have to think of my emergency story and memorize it so that if a Mahaha ever comes. Well, what's your story? What's your funny story?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I don't know. I don't think I have a go-to story. I should have one. I should have a go-to story.
Well, that's what we're talking about. How can you
yell at me? I know. I know. As I was yelling at you about it, not having a go-to story. I was like, I don't think I have a go-to story. Like, I don't have a funny story that I always tell people about.
I mean, that never comes up. I don't. I've never been in a situation where I had to be like,
you had a small talk. You don't have a small talk story?
No, my small talk is bad. I was watching this video of me, and we're in. It's when we were got married. Bree and I got married in Ireland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're at this place in the country. There's like a million greyhounds and dogs all around, like, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
And like, you hear me, I'm like, oh, look, windmills. And I'm talking like to this guy about the windmills.
Windmills are interesting.
They're interesting, but it was like, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, a windmill, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what do people think about windmills here? Blah, blah, blah. You know, the whole I'm like, oh my God.
Do you have a funny story about windmills?
No. I don't have any story about windmills.
I go right to Holland, Michigan. Like my mother-in-law was born in Holland, Michigan, and they have like huge windmills there. It's like a whole windmill thing. Like, and they have big parades and she has wooden shoes because they have, it's Holland and everything. I have a story about windmills. I could talk about windmills.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Going up to Chicago, there's a whole thing of like windmills, like all those windmills. What about, remember when we were driving Was it the Redwood Forest or the Sequoia? When you and I were driving to Sequoia, there's all the windmills we had to pass up over the mountains. There's windmill stories. You've got windmill stories.
I have times when I've seen windmills. I have windmill stories.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be a specific story. It can be like, hey, I've seen windmill. This one time my brother and I, we were driving to Sequoia National Park, and there are all these windmills, you know, because they put all those windmills right between like San Diego or something. And then the guy's like, oh, really? Then the Mahaha's like, oh, yeah, oh, really? Like Sequoia National Park? I've never been there. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's really cool. Like the trees are – you go into that. Then you have the big
– all right, kids. I could probably do that, but it's not a funny story.
That's what small talk is, though. It's just like different connections of stuff.
That's fine. I could probably get away with that. But you're asking for a funny story. I have to keep the guy laughing.
Yeah, you do have to keep the Mahas laughing.
Not like, hey, interesting. Sequoia National Park. Going to go camping there? What do you see? That's not what I want.
Okay. All right. I don't know, man. I don't think I have a go-to like funny story. I should get one though, just in case.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're saying.
I mean, then you have the story for the Mahaha, but you also have the story for like just regular like small talk. You'll be a better small talk person.
Right. And without the threat of somebody stealing your soul.
Yeah.
I need more things in my life that I got to figure out.
You don't have to necessarily figure it out. It's just like something funny has happened to you sometime in your life, probably. And you just have to remember what that is. I'm sure Romany's done something funny and it's something you can like, hey, my daughter one time did this funny thing. Ha, ha, ha. And then the Mahaha. I mean, it just – the Mahaha is already prone to laughter.
Right. I mean, I guess you got like an easy audience.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a tough crowd.
Right, right. It's not – you don't have to sell him on anything. He's ready to laugh.
I mean, this is how bad it is with me with telling jokes and stuff. Romany is like always asks me to tell a joke.
Right.
And I'm like – I don't know any jokes. I don't know any knock-knock jokes. I don't know any riddles. I don't know any of these jokes.
Come on, you know a knock-knock joke.
Yeah, I know the, like, the boo-hoo, why are you crying? It's only a joke.
Yeah, that's funny. The canoe, can you come out to play?
Oh, I forgot that one.
Yeah, canoe's a good one. And then the orange, and then...
Well, that one's a little...
Or the banana, orange.
That's a little advanced. I tell her that one, but she doesn't really get it. She's not putting the two together yet.
All right. I don't like not. I'm not a good joke person either. The craziest thing, the only joke I know is why'd the man fall into the lens grinding machine?
he wanted to make a spectacle of himself.
Yeah, I know. And the only reason I know that is because that's favorite. It's the only one I can remember. I can't remember any jokes.
Oh, boy.
I'm just really bad at joke telling.
I know the frayed knot joke.
That's not even a good joke, though.
Yeah, but I know it. And you know what? That's a long one. I could probably get away with that one.
It's not that long.
It's pretty long.
No, it's not. A knot goes into a bar. The bartender says, hey, man, we don't sell knots. So he goes out. Or we don't sell ropes. So he goes out. He ties himself into a knot and like phrases ends and then comes in. And the guy's like, hey, man, I said I didn't tell. We don't sell ropes here. And he said, oh, no, afraid not. Or aren't you
afraid
a rope?
Not. Oh, my. Yeah. You see, you don't even. First of all, you can add more. You add more ropes. You get a whole bunch of ropes that come in that try to go in. They can't do it. It's like, finally, it's like, I'm going to. And the stop while you're ahead. I know that one.
That one. Yeah. There's just stop when he's there. But, you know, none of those are good.
But they're long is what I'm telling you. I think I could make it to the water hole and he could be engaged and I don't have to be like a laugh a minute. It's like literally like he's starting to be engaged in the joke and the storytelling. Yeah, like, me, the storytelling process.
Right.
That's
right.
What I can get behind.
Oh, so, okay. So one rope went in and it got kicked out. Now there's another rope going in. Like, where's he going with this? Like,
yeah, see, exactly.
Okay.
You got to build it.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I honestly think though, the Mahaha is, he's a joke a minute guy. I think you got to be like,
you got to be like Jackie Joke
Man.
Take my
wife, please. Or like, yeah, you got to be Jackie Joke Man, I think. You know, like all that kind of stuff. Like, that's what you got to be. It's got to be bam, 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 like all that stuff.
That's old school comedy.
It is old school comedy. Now it's like, there was a Jim Gaffigan Do you watch that Jim Gaffigan show?
No.
It was pretty funny. Like, the one was Jim Gaffigan was too popular. Like, he was all upset that he was, like, too popular. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get in with the hipsters. So, like, he kept going to, like, smaller and smaller bars. And, like, finally it was, like, just, like, every time you go to, like, a hipster bar, they're like, this is too popular. You want to go to this, like, new place. Right. So finally he's just, like, in an apartment, like, bathroom. And there's just, like, a couple people, like, sitting there. Yeah. And, like, and the person that went on above them or before him was just, like, doing this whole thing about, like, it wasn't funny. It was just, like, the person's experience or something, like, eating clip. Or I can't remember what it was, but it was, like, it was just really funny.
See, that would be me with the ha-ha-ha guy.
You're just in a bathroom somewhere, like...
You'd be like, wait a minute, I gotta get a glass of water. And what is a glass of water right there?
You can't.
What if you're in a bathroom?
You can't. It's a stream. You have to push them into the stream. That's the
whole point. That's what I'm saying. Like, what if... Okay, here's the situation. How do you get out of this?
Okay.
You're up in the Arctic. There's, yeah, like... What's the last stop in the Arctic? What's that place?
I don't know.
It's like the farthest, whatever. You're in that bar. You have a drink.
Yeah.
You're going home.
Right.
You step outside. You're like, you know, down the street a little bit. And out comes the ha-ha. What's it called? The ma-ha-ha-ha.
Ma-ha-ha.
Ma-ha-ha. And he's like, I'm going to tickle you. And you're like, wait a second. Why don't we just get a drink first?
Yeah.
Last drink.
Yeah, last drink.
Let's share a last drink. But the last drink is at the bar. How do you push him into something? Try to get him drunk.
You could try to get him drunk. I think that would have to be your... Look, the thing is, like, they get tricked. You can trick them easily. You just have to get them, just preoccupied with something else so you can get away.
Right.
So, like, okay, so you go to the bar... You got the bartender there. You're like, you saddle up to the bar.
He's like, sorry, I don't serve mahahas here.
Right. maybe it's open mic, Mike.
Yeah, that'd but be, I mean, would, is there open mic? You're in the Arctic Circle. Come on.
Everybody's got to laugh.
I guess.
Maybe what you can do. Okay, here's an idea. You're like, excuse me. Mahaha, like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, before I, you know, I don't want to wet my pants.
He's gonna follow you, probably.
Okay, that's fine. Great. Then you're like, you go into, and you're like, hey, man, you're in the bathroom stall, and you're like, hey, man, there's something hilarious in here. You've gotta see this. It's like written on the thing.
Right.
Like in the stall.
Oh, that's a good place to
go. And the guy's like, yeah, I mean, there's always joke. Come on. And you're the last spot, there's gonna be stuff that's written.
Right.
You're like,
right.
Hey, man, like, hey, mahaha, this is the funniest thing like I have ever read. You've got to read this. And the mahaha is going to be like, yeah, man, I'm up for funny things. Like, that's kind of what I do.
Right.
Like, I listen to funny and I look at funny things. And then as soon as you get him near the toilet, you push him. You hit him from behind. He falls into the toilet. You hit the flush button.
Right.
And bam, sucked right down in.
Does that work with mahahas?
Sure it does. It's current. That's what it's all about.
Oh,
it's
the, like, current. All right, I get it. Yeah.
That's the modern day equivalent of flushing down a mahaha. Get him to the bathroom.
All right. So there we go. If you don't want to cut off his fingers so he can't tickle you anymore.
I mean, that's going to be tough. He has. I mean, how quick are you with a blade?
Well, I'm pretty quick.
I mean, you've got to get all his fingers cut off before he starts tickling you.
That's true. It just takes one finger, I guess.
Yeah.
All it takes is one finger.
He only needs one finger. He's an expert at this.
Yeah. This is what he does.
Yeah.
Right. Water and home. That's what
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't suggest the cutting off the fingers. I suggest getting into a bar, getting him in the bathroom, modern day.
Right.
Or if you're lucky enough to be outside, get him to a watering hole, push him down the water. The current will take him away.
So things to know if you're traveling in the Arctic is, where are all the watering holes?
Yeah, I think that's number one.
Right.
Number one, you have to know where the streams are.
And have a good story.
Yeah, you know what? That should be a life. You should have, like, you and I should definitely have a funny story that, like, you should be able to tell somebody.
That's just true. This is what we should do for homework.
Yeah.
For our next Shotcast, we have to tell each other our funny stories.
Okay. All right.
Like, wait a second. Like, I gotta do this. I'm giving myself homework. Like,
how hard can it be? All you have to do is think of something funny that happened to you. That's it. That's your funny story. That whenever you get into a jam with somebody, you're like, hey man, you want to hear a funny story? Like, it comes up.
All right. Okay.
I mean, it's small talk. You've got to learn how to do small talk.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten this far in life without having to really do a lot of small talk, but.
Yeah. Okay. Point taken, man.
All right. So here's the deal. Come back. We tell each other our small talk funny stories.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
All right. Well, that's this week's Shotcast. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.